Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast. With me, yeah, your host. I'm wearing an Alice band, everyone. You can't be wearing an Alice band, yeah, it's not that long. I'm wearing an Alice band. What are you doing that for? I don't know. Anyway, I need a hairdresser so badly. Anyway, we start the podcast with Katie Price's ex-husband, Simon Jordan, alongside me, Danny Kelly, on The Final Word. Not me, that was an impression of. Discussing the financial aspect of football returning in this country.
It's nice to hear Harry Kane coming out and suggesting that he's going to sponsor Leighton Orient because it was a team that gave him his opportunity. Well done, Harry. But you are the exception. You are in the minority. And then you look at the thought processes of clubs racing back for supposed integrity, and it's not. It's solely for money, which is nothing wrong with that, because that's what the whole world is waiting to do. Everyone's got to come back, because money drives every part of our economies and drives the world and ensures that we all have some form of life and quality. But to dress it up as anything other than what it really is and talk about integrity and talk about the nation's morale, I think is a hijack. So it's made me put it through a prism. And when I see things going on, you know, like the Gary Nevilles of the world, who's a brilliant, brilliant pundit, but talking on one side of his face about the fact that football needs to come together collectively, it's broken, it needs to have a reset and players need to contribute, and then allegedly the other side of his face advising the PFA to make sure that the scrutiny is on how much football clubs are losing and how much owners are have before anyone contributes. So all of these things make me feel, I'm not a moral crusader, but it makes me feel that it's difficult to defend the indefensible, and I want more from our national sport, because it's given so much to those people. I want more for the fans. I want more from the broadcasters. I want more from everybody at this time when people are stood up and being counted, Dan. That's where my morale might be slightly lessened. Danny Rose is the case that proves certain people's points about the identity, or sorry, the ideals of certain footballers. When you come out and speak in that fashion, you don't give yourself any opportunity to give respect back to those that you purport to play for at a time when it suits you. So I think, Danny, if the argument is in 6 or 7 weeks' time that footballers are still resistant to it, then we're getting to the tipping point of, now this is not right. You're going to have to take a decision whether you actually want to play, and if you don't want to play, full stop, because of the situation you find yourself in, that's your right, then you cannot have all the contractual benefits. You simply can't. You can't from a moral standpoint, you can't from a financial standpoint. One understands that you didn't ask for this disease. Neither did the broadcasters, neither did the owners, neither did the fans. And you, as footballers, if you still stand on the sideline and say no, cannot be the only ones that aren't impacted. You just can't be.
Now, this is the Sun exclusive with Mark Saggers. What about me? I've just mentioned you. Just shouting all over the place. Danny Mills and little Ray Houghton. They were speaking to Ben Perkis, the chairman of the PFA, and he believes there needs to be more leadership shown right now in football.
This is probably a time for leadership and setting an example that the wider game can follow. That's my perspective. That's what I think the PFA should do. We are mindful of all our players, not just those in EFL 1 and 2, but the Championship, the Premier League, the younger players, the scholars that perhaps won't get the opportunity, the Women's Super League players as well, and, you know, also some of our former members in the National League. So, you know, there's a whole vast array of players that need support, really different interests, And we are working hard behind the scenes to push so that we can use the money that we have built up over a period of time to the best of our ability.
Over to the breakfast show now. This is Alan Brazil and Ray Parler trying their hand at a bit of German. Ah, this won't, of course, insult anyone, will it?
Die Klappe, die Idiot.
Not too bad.
Halt die Klappe, die Idiot. No.
Halt die Klappe, die Idiot.
Mein Jill, bring Eden Morgan and Shal Frosties.
No, it's not bad. Mein Jill, bitte Jill, bring me Jaden Morgan and Shal Frosties.
Come on,
Steve's now. Steve's and Bob's health. Oh, I'll get lost. I can't do that.
And talking of breakfast shows, this is the weekend breakfast show, and big Tony Cascarino talking about his old club Chelsea.
I played for Chelsea, yeah.
It doesn't sound like that. I don't know why I'm doing all these impressions. They're appalling.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, Chelsea.
That one's not too bad. Anyway, he went on to say how they're looking after former players during the pandemic.
Yeah, I did say that. Yeah.
Sally, who works for Chelsea Football Club, gave me a call randomly and just says, "Hi, you Tony, you okay?" And I said, yes, thanks. And she said, and I've immediately done the stupid...
That's nice.
Yeah, stupid joke. Does Frank need me? You know, that joke. And she said, that Sally said, "No, we're just checking up on all our ex-players, making sure they're all okay, health-wise, mentally, blah, blah, blah." And I said... But you know, a really nice cap. I spoke to Sally before at the club, and Chelsea have been exceptional with ex-players. They really have, keeping communication with us. But at this period, they were just making a call to see if everyone's all right.
Here's Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs now with Clips of the Week. It is, of course, available in full in a podcast to download right now. Well, not right now, after you've listened to this podcast. Here's their Clips of the Week.
Breakfast, thanks to Laura and Rupert Bell, did get a little bit carry on this week.
Alex, have you got a little one or?
Yeah, I trimmed 18 bushes yesterday, but they've woken up with a frost, so they've had a bit of a shock.
And you did send me a lovely photo of it right in my DMs last night.
All getting a bit carry on this week, wasn't it? All getting a bit carry on, yeah.
Yep. This is Georgie Bingham now, talking us through her daily lockdown routine on Weekend Breakfast.
I went out walking around the block, and it was on a day when normally I go out for like one really big walk, and the rest is kind of, you know, just a pee outside the front door.
Country people, country ways. Clearly.
Strange ones.
You've got a toilet, Georgie. I mean, really?
Surely.
I think she meant to peer out the front. I think she's what she meant to say, but it certainly didn't come out like that, did it? Now, Andy, can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
Do you know what a Petuvia deal ball specialist is?
A what?
A Petuvia deal ball specialist. I ask you that because Paul Ross was talking about one this week on Extra Time.
Also, Petuvia deal ball specialist Norberto Solano.
Oh, him, of course, that. Norberto Solano, that well-known Petuvia deal ball specialist.
Did he mean Peruvian dead ball specialist?
I think he may have done, and he might have been Norberto Solano. But let's not... I'd like the idea of being a Petuvia... Next time I see Nobby, I'll tell him he's a Petuvia deal ball specialist.
And finally, it's the TalkSport Caller of the Week to the Sports Bar.
Let's go to Tom, who's the last caller on the train. Hello, Tom.
All right, Tom.
Yeah, why'd you all right?
All right, Tom.
He's alert.
Hello.
Tom, off you go.
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello. Hello.
Tom.
Hello.
Talk Sport, Caller of the Week.
Back now to the breakfast show. This is Paul Merson telling a story about David Seaman not backing him up against Neil Ruddock during a confrontation on the show Harry's Heroes. Now, I've seen this advertised, and it looks like it was just about to get nasty.
When you watch it, and me and Neil have our bit of a thing, I was thinking, that's all right, Dave's here. You know what I mean? Dave was with me, so I thought, that's all right. You know what I mean? In a minute, he'll pull him down and go, you know, calm down, Neil. He was doing his laces up. I was like... Harry was different. I mean, he's a comedian. Harry just can't. I mean, the amount of times I have to say stop, do that again.
Yeah.
Serious. I mean, yeah, he was. He's, you know, he's a funny bloke. He enjoys it, and it relaxes everybody else. And then it's one of them situations where it relaxes us all. But yeah, Harry's different class. I mean, I can't talk highly enough. I was lucky enough to play under him at Portsmouth, and you know, he was a massive help. He just gives you confidence, and you know, he'll have little chats with you along the way. He's an experienced man.
Simon Jordan here. You and I are both listening to the TalkSport Daily Podcast.
Back now to Tony Cascarino.
Yeah, me.
Still doesn't sound like him. Once more on the Weekend Breakfast Show with Georgie Bingham, discussing his top five free kick takers of all time.
He was a midfielder, but more notably a defender.
Right.
His goal-scoring record, Georgie, he nearly scored as many goals in his career as me, and I was a centre-forward, and he was a defender mainly and a midfielder, is Ronald Koeman. And if anyone hasn't watched Ronald Koeman strike balls, you know, from free kicks, his goal scoring is exceptional. So he nearly got 250 goals, Georgie, as a defender come midfielder in his career. And there were great penalties in there, but also free kicks outside the box. I remember one in 91-92 season against Sampdoria, Champions League winning goal. He's just pinged it. And Koeman could ping a ball. But his numbers, Georgie, every club he ever played were pretty extraordinary. You know, as a goal-scoring defender, I think he holds the world record for goal-scoring defenders. You know, no one's ever got to the numbers he's got. He's got a record like a centre-forward as a goal-scorer. And that in itself, Georgie, he was nicknamed King of the Free Kicks. That was his nickname, King of the Free Kicks, because he was. And it's going back a bit, but when he was, because he played a similar era to me, his free kick taking was just as good as I seen. And again, another player you'd be so worried about giving away a free kick in a certain area. That's number two. Number one is a guy who played in French football. And when I finished playing my career in 2000, Georgie, Lyon, and I was working on TV, watching lots and lots of French football, and there was a Brazilian called Juninho, not the one that played at Middlesbrough, Juninho in France. And if you've never seen him take free kicks, I can remember like weekly watching games and talking. And Lyon were very dominant for seven titles, Georgie, on the spin. And his goal scoring, he scored 44 of his 100 goals for Lyon were free kicks. And he holds the record of distance strike from a free kick in French football. He scored from 44 metres from a dead ball. Now, you imagine you've got a wall and a dead ball. This guy would have walls, literally, if the ball was 10 yards inside the opposition's half. The team had set up a wall against him, you know, because he would shoot. And his movement of the ball, his striking of the ball were just... I've never seen anybody like him, Juninho. The Brazilian, he is a Brazilian. And right. do you know what? He kept the Roberto Carlos from taking free kicks at Brazil as well. He got on them. So it tells you how good he was.
Now, time to hear from the Barry Glendening show. Alongside him was... It doesn't matter. On the Sunday warm-up show... And another nonsensical game of Ian Culverhouse. Sorry, nostalgic.
Andy Linigan.
Phil Stamp.
Robbie Musto.
Peter Fear.
Lee Bradbury.
Michel Bonk.
Neil Ardley.
Richard Edgehill.
Nigel Jemson.
Frank Yallop.
Imre Varadi.
Eric Edmond.
Guy Whittingham.
Ian Culverhouse.
Damn!
Yes.
All right, then. I mean, Barry, do you have anything to say to yourself?
I'm ashamed of myself. I'm desperately thinking back to January the 8th, 2017. See, was I going through some sort of crisis?
I thought you were a much better broadcaster than that.
Was I drunk? I mean, commentating on my own Culverhouse? The pedestrian pace?
I mean, the game was slower, those.
Oh,
you know,
man.
I mean, it has changed, the game, obviously. But
No high press. No,
also,
no, it was so slow.
Is that what we're really like? 8:10 Let us down.
Are
it's
we
fine.
Really awful?
Oh no!
Please let us know. Now's your chance.
Are you having a mid-show crisis? Exactly halfway through.
God, I think I'm a terrible broadcaster.
I thought you were better than that. I really did.
I mean, I knew it wasn't brilliant, yeah. But God, that was terrible.
I'm a big fan of the text topic. Are we that bad? I mean, the TalkSport message board doesn't need that much encouragement, does it?
Now it's a West London derby in the latest Glory Hunters podcast as Fulham take on Brentford and comedian Stephen Grant.
Who?
Stephen Grant, comedian.
Never heard of him. He used to do the astrology, didn't he?
No, that was Russell Grant. Anyway, he believes lockdown behaviour can be used to settle the outcome of the Premier League.
I quite like the idea of it being the second half of the season being lockdown behaviour, that all the points you've gained now are basically your good behaviour points, and you're now desperately trying to keep the players... And the winner of the league is the last team that gets to zero. And the idea being is that we've now all got our points. The season, that part, the football part of the season ends.
Yeah.
And now all of the teams only lose points when their players or staff misbehave. You know, a team comes along and says it's going to furlough everybody despite having $6.5 billion in the bank. Something
yeah,
like
lovely.
That. Three
yeah,
points
lovely.
Come off, something like that. And the idea is it just keeps going until one team's left with zero. Because let's be honest, we need something to make Liverpool fans sweat.
Yeah.
Right, okay?
Yeah.
Because they think they've got it in the bag. But the idea that they're walking red angels, right, may in some way lose in the league through their behaviour is just brilliant. And the idea is that this season only finishes when we've got one team left that isn't on zero. And they won it.
Yeah, very nice.
And the first three teams to get to zero get relegated.
That's the Glory Hunters podcast with Charlie Baker, available from all podcast providers. And finally, it's time for the best bits of my other show, Andy Goldstein's Trans-Europe Express, Sundays from 9 p.m. Yesterday, it was me, Andy Brassel, and Lars Sivertsen, and we were looking back at actual real-life live football that actually really did happen in Germany over the weekend, in real life. And it was on the TalkSport Network, don't you know? Ooh!
Well, I think we have to go back to the words of the CEO of the Bundesliga, Christian Seifert, who said before the first round of games that every match day we're working for the opportunity to earn another match day. So I think we can say so far, so good. There are a few little bumps in the road before kickoff, and I was in covering the Saturday afternoon kickoffs yesterday. There was a rumour going around about three quarters of an hour before kickoff that the Paderborn players, having arrived at Fortuna Düsseldorf, had decided that they weren't sure about playing. Now, that turned out to be unrealised, the fears, that they ended up doing a full warm-up and playing the game and getting themselves a good point with a very rare clean sheet. But I think it's quite normal that there are nerves. It's totally different to anything any of the players have ever faced before. It's all new, and they're getting used to it. They're getting used to the protocols, and that's why we saw a few little slips. So, for example, in the game where Hertha Berlin went to Hoffenheim, we saw not only a cuddle after Hertha's third goal, and Vedad Ibisevic, the captain at 35 years old, maybe should know a bit better. And then halfway through the cuddle, obviously thought, well, I've been on Facebook Live shaking Solomon Kalou's hand recently. How much less can the public think of me? And just embraced it. And of course, on the back of one of the British dailies today, you had Derek Boyata, who used to play for Celtic, of course, touching the face of Marco Grujic, who's currently on loan from Liverpool. And he's since apologised for that. He's said, you know, I was just making a point, telling him to get into position. I shouldn't have touched his face. And it's the same thing with the goal celebration. Hertha are in a situation where they've been playing quite poorly. They're onto their fourth manager of the season, Bruno Labbadia, who was making his debut yesterday. And it was just a spontaneous moment of joy. And we're asking these players, just like we're asking people all over the world, to unlearn work habits that have lasted a lifetime. So I think it's easy to criticise, but mistakes can be made. Fortunately, they've been relatively few. And the really good thing in the Bundesliga is we didn't have fans congregating outside the stadiums as we did in the first Geisterspiel ghost game, which was the derby between Borussia Mönchengladbach and Köln just before the shutdown. That was something that was a real public order issue, and that's proved to be unfounded.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Before I go, let me tell you, you can download previous podcasts or future ones simply by going to Acast, Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And a reminder that tonight, that's Monday, we have live football. Can't be live, it must be Euro 96 repeat. No, live, because it's back in Germany. At 7:30 on TalkSport 2, Werder Bremen against Bayer Leverkusen. Commentary from Toby Giles and Raphael Honigstein, not Stein. Sometimes people make that mistake. And of course, I'll be back tonight from 10 p.m. with the first sports bar of the week with old Moonface himself, Jason Cundy. So make sure you join me for that one at 10. In the meantime, have a good day. Keep your distance. Wash your hands. Do everything you're meant to do. Do nothing you're not meant to do. And above all, gang, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.